This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Just want to finish the thought that I had that was going over with Mike right at the end there of the last break. So we're always on from 6 to 10 every Sunday. Not every station has us for all, the entire hours, right? So you just got to go onto our website at paulparent.com. You can actually listen live there. I know some of you don't have radio, so you know, that's something you don't have computers, so obviously it's not the easiest, you know, it's, we're available there. You could also go on like a phone. There's a number of different spots that you could do with us, so we're there. The big thing is we're there. We're there for the 4 hours, all right? We do have some calls on the line, so I want to get to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Priscilla's in Tewksbury.
Priscilla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I had some diseased trees on the border between myself and my neighbor. I took them down. I checked with him first. I put in Thuja Green Giants.
Yep.
They're doing well. And then I took down some, you know, sticky pine trees that were like a stick with nothing at the top.
Yeah.
And he is beside himself. And I wasn't going to leave the area naked. I wanted to plant some. I have a lot of roadies in the area. Yep. And I was looking for something to afford him the privacy he's seeking and afford me some sort of a background to fill in a couple of areas that I have secondary to taking some trees down. Mostly these gnarly little itty-bitty pines. Any suggestions?
Now, is it sunny?
No, not particularly.
All right, so it's mostly shade then?
Yeah.
And how tall are you looking for these guys to be?
Just enough to... just enough to block him into his little happy place.
All right. I mean, there,
I looked on Amazon. I was going to get one of these big tarps and hang it up on the trees to get him to stop griping. Oh.
I understand.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the one of the things you could be looking at, there are styles of arborvitaes that will take a little bit more shade if you wanted to. You know, there's the Western... well, the Western Green Giants won. The Green Giant will take some of the shade. There's also the Pilcata, no, the, I know there's a brand in Arborvitae, that does it, but,
yeah, that's okay. I can check at my garden center.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else.
What do you think about Rhodies?
Rhodies would be great. I mean, Rhodies love shade. What I would look to do is, their La Rose Bay rhododendrons are a great one because they like, they'll take more shade. I've seen them growing in the woods, in a lot of different areas. Are you looking for something pretty big right now, or are you looking for something just start small and work from there? And I don't mean like small, like as in like a couple inches tall, but I mean.
No, I mean, I have very successfully rooted. I have a lot of roadies on my property.
Yep.
Again, for privacy. And I've done well with them. I can root them. They're so easy to propagate.
Yeah. I mean, I'd definitely try the roadies there. If you have some that you can do it right from there, I would definitely do that. As it's, those are best, and they're going to fill in, especially if you're propagating them. Means you're going to take care of them in a way that they're going to fill out the right way versus, you know, just kind of sporadically. So I think that's probably your best bet. It'll be the easiest, least expensive, and I not for nothing. I doubt it's going to stop the hemming and hawing. But
gee, thanks.
I wish it's you promise not much, but then when it goes through and it works, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I
can
think
I ask you one other question. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Of course. No, don't ask the questions. That's what we're here for.
So the area where I took a lot of this down is on the side of my property, and I leave the leaves there, and I like the look of it. I don't particularly want to put down chippings or chips, but I love the way the leaves look, and the weeds are kept down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about adding some pine straw. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's definitely a good thing to do. It's the, you know, pine's not going to affect the pH like the straw. You know, contrary to popular belief, I mean, a lot of pines are, you know, acidic, but the pine straw is not going to affect that. You could definitely throw them there. I'm going to say this, you know, at leaving the leaves and adding pine straw and using that is going to be more beneficial for the plants around it than cleaning it up and putting, you know, wood chips or mulch or anything. Because leaving them throughout is going to help those pollinators get into the next season. Cause a lot of those pollinators aren't going to wake up till, you know, mid to late May, and if you were to remove them now or in the next couple of weeks, we're affecting those pollinators. So the way you're thinking is perfect. I would definitely
I have no interest in removing the leaves. I have leaves all over the place that I pile up, and you know, I think you had suggested to wait till April, but I guess we have to see what happens.
Yeah, it's all going to depend. I'm not sure if you got it in Tewksbury yesterday with the snow, but I had snow yesterday in Chelmsford here. And you never know if that's going to happen again. I hope it doesn't. I hope that's it. But the weather is so up and down. I'd wait until the last possible minute to do a lot of this.
Okay, great.
Alrighty.
Oh, wait. Where do I get pine straw?
So
I just want to dump it on top of the leaves. I just love the look of it. And
I know you can check like a hardware store, a local garden center. I'd go online. I know it's starting to make its way in there. There is a place in the western part of the state that carries it by the bale. I can't think of the name right now.
No, that's all right.
But they, I actually have an email from them on my work computer, which is next to me. What I will do is during the break, I'll take a look. So when I come out of the next break, listen up. I'll give you the name if I can find it. All right.
Yeah, sure. Well,
that way you can look online and maybe just get it right from them.
I will. That'd be great. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, Priscilla. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time left for you to be joining us. And if you have some questions, we'll definitely be here to help you out and do everything we can to, you know, as always, help you out. So, you know what, while we're talking, and you can probably hear it because I'm not on access of the, on the mic here, but there is a company that does pine straw in Massachusetts called Mid-Atlantic Pine Straw. So Mid-Atlantic Pine Straw can actually help you out. They have a place in Massachusetts. I'm trying to think where they were, but they're in Massachusetts. I know they are, that they can help you out with, but it's called Mid-Atlantic Pine Straw. If you're looking to add the pine to the mix of your leaves as well. Now we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about half hour left in the show, so plenty of time if you have some questions. We got some open lines too. Just a reminder, we're here every Sunday. Not always on all 4 hours, but we're here. We're here no matter what on Sundays. So if you have questions, just because we're not on the radio from 6 to 10 doesn't mean we're not here. We're here. Anyways, it's chilly out there. It's a huge change compared to earlier in the week, right? It put a damper on a lot of things that is going on in the garden right now. We need to slow down a little bit. I know that, last week I was saying, wait, don't do anything yet. Just don't do anything yet. And I hope you've waited because, again, the weather is pretty crazy right now. It is just up and down. Weather is not good for the lawn, not good for the garden, not good for our plants if you've started. And I know, some people are out there getting ready. If you took my advice, we're waiting on fertilizing. We're waiting on putting anything in the lawn. If you can put a shovel in the ground, you could put some plants in there. It's not going to affect them because if they're coming into the garden centers, that means they're ready. Some of the garden centers have been bringing them in for a number of weeks because where they get some of the product, it's already warmed up a little bit. When it comes to trees, the big trees that you purchase in the garden centers, they want to ship those when the trees are dormant. Because if they ship them in the next few weeks when they have flower buds or, fully leafed out, they actually could do some damage to them this season. So that's why you're seeing a lot of garden centers with the product already. Right? It's there so that it can acclimate to our temperatures. It can acclimate to our area. And,
you know, kind of slow down a little bit. Sometimes those plants come in and they're in bloom and they're early, and that happens. You just have to take a little extra precaution and help protect them, right? But you should be fine with a lot of the plants that are already into the garden centers. I'll tell you, the plants were rolling in, you know, past couple weeks at a lot of garden centers, and it honestly felt like it was April, right? It just felt like it was April because of the fact that it was just so warm. You were seeing trucks coming in here and there, and it was like, all right, yeah, no, I'm ready to go. Like, this is ready. This is spring. And then midweek last week hit, and all of a sudden, the wind was there. The temperatures were just dropping. It was like, okay, winter's back, even though it's spring. So that's what we're dealing with. I went out during the 8 o'clock break. I went outside with the dog, and I'm looking around, and there were a lot more branches on the ground than there were yesterday. A bunch fell from that rain and the wind and everything. You know, I've told you I have a bunch of stuff in the backyard that's just not doing well, which I knew was coming on. But when I walked out there, it was like 10, 15 different branches around. You know, not all of them were big, but there were some that were like 3-4 feet long. And it's like, whew, I really need to get to work out here. But I know that it's still a little chilly. It's not ideal for it, right? So it's a little bit of a waiting game. Now, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And half hour left, open lines. So we can take some calls. And I know usually around this 9 o'clock hour, we get a bunch of you guys calling, and I can't get to everybody. But I'm here every Sunday from 6 to 10 a.m. Just take a look at our website, and you can listen right there, or you can find a place to listen as well. So we're here, available to help you out. Just give us a call with questions. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. One more time, it's 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. ISIS claiming responsibility for a massive terrorist attack at a concert hall near Moscow. 5 gunmen shooting and killing at least 60 people, more than 145 others injured in the attack. Disturbing video posted online showing the 5 gunmen in military uniforms shooting at civilians with automatic weapons as other people are screaming and running for cover. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby telling reporters,
"There is no indication at this time that Ukrainians were involved in the shooting. shooting.
Now, the Russian rock band called Picnic was about to take to the stage to start playing at the sold-out show. The five terrorists also throwing explosives in the building, which started a massive fire. Russian media says none of the venue's security guards had guns and may be among those who were killed. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow had warned Russian authorities of a possible terrorist attack 2 weeks ago. Laura Winters, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And got a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jimmy's in Marshfield.
Jimmy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick, thanks for taking my call. I get a question on this hairy bittercress. On my front lawn, I've never had it, and it's like everywhere. It's going in the rock, it's in the walk patio now, and it's flowering too. So, not sure, like, because I know it's almost time to fertilize, so not sure what I should do with it.
You just want to get rid of it, right?
Yeah. It's not in the back, it's in the front, but it hasn't got to the back yet, but it's everywhere.
Okay. So the hairy bittercress, the best product to use, the best chemical to use is 2,4-D, which I believe is in the Weed Beater Ultra. I'm just double checking while we're talking. I think it's 2,4-D. It's probably one of your best options. When it comes out there, because the other thing with a Weed Beater Ultra, am I seeing it? Sorry,
that's fine.
One of the worst things to do in radio is look on the internet at the same time as you're talking. Right. I apologize, but I want to get you the right info. Let's see, bittercress. Yeah, it does bittercress. So Weed Beater Ultra, the best thing
that's
about Weed Beater. Yeah, well, it's from Bonide is the brand. The Bonide, name of the product is Weed Beater Ultra.
Okay.
And the cool thing about Weed Beater Ultra is, unlike other weed controls, it will actually work in cool weather.
Oh, okay.
Right? So it has to be 40 degrees or warmer.
Okay.
Right? But if you were to, just as an example, and I'm not saying you use this, but like Roundup. right? Yeah. So Roundup, the ideal temperature for it to actually work the right way is it needs to be 65 degrees out.
Okay.
And that's the majority of weed controls during the season. But Weed Beater Ultra is made so that it can actually be in that 40 degree temperature. So that might be your best bet. It doesn't kill the lawn, so it can be used right over the lawn and not harm anything. What I would be looking at doing is sometimes you need to apply it like twice, right? Okay. Because not everything is up right now, because it needs to hit the actual weed itself. Gotcha. Right? So it's not one that will go into the soil and kill the root like that. It has to be absorbed into the plant in order to kill the root.
Okay.
So, you know, the one thing I'm concerned about is the amount of rain we're getting this next week.
Right.
I'd be waiting until after the rain is done.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it looks like today, tomorrow, and the next day might be good, so you might be okay. Mm-hmm. I get nervous that any of that residual is just going to wash away and not do what it's supposed to for you, and I just don't want you to waste your money and time.
Sure, I get that. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Okay, great. I'll try that then. And then, should I pull them out? Oh, I can't put the tons of them. But then just like put weed and feed, you know, in another month down? Or?
Yeah, so you could still do like a crabgrass control if you wanted to as your step one. Because okay. You're using something that would kill all the weeds that would be in a weed and feed bag right now if you were to use it. Right, because it's listed for over 200 weeds. And they have to be, like I said, they have to be actively growing. The leaves have to be there. So if anything, if you didn't want to do a crabgrass control, you could just do a fertilizer.
Okay. So just use a straight fertilizer instead of a step one. Okay.
Yeah.
As a step one.
Yeah. Because if you're using this and you're going to use it twice, like I said, you do it every, 14 to 21 days.
Okay.
So if you look at that, the like step process, you usually do it every 6 weeks.
Okay.
So if you were to do it now, don't do it now. But if you were to do it now,
next Monday, and then
next Monday,
3 weeks.
You spray. You could fertilize that same day.
Okay.
And put it down. But 6 weeks later, after the weed killer is all killed, you could go into another broadleaf as a secondary, or you could actually put a second crabgrass control down. So if anything, if you're going to put a step one down, it's with crabgrass. Mm-hmm. You could still put it down as well, because it's not going to prevent the weeds. It's only going to kill the weeds that are active. It's just if you were going to use the second step, don't use that because that's what you're spraying already, technically.
Gotcha. Okay. Great. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye bye. And our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And you got about 20 minutes left to help you out with any of your questions, so feel free on that. We're in such like a waiting pattern right now. It's hard to say, let's do this, let's do this. And it's just wait, wait, wait. And then all of a sudden, it's going to be like, okay, go. So that's the problem. Anyways, we got another call. Nathan, who's up next?
Terry's in Centerville.
Terry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, just a couple of quick questions.
Sure.
I have the blue rug juniper. I think it's blue rug.
Yep.
And it really isn't, it's been down for, I planted it probably 3 or 4 years ago. It's still only about a foot and a half across. And I'm wondering if I need to put more of the holly tone.
So you definitely need to do that this spring. And you can do that in the next few weeks here. It's definitely time to add to the junipers. It's going to help them. It's only going to benefit to them. If you wanted to add to that regimen, you could use the protolizer from Natural Alternative. The protolizer is just going to help those nutrients. And here's the thing when it comes to a lot of your shrubs and trees that you put in. it can take 3 to 4 years before they really start to show you a lot of growth. In these next few years, I would not be surprised if you start to see more and more growth than you have, because, you know, the first couple seasons, they're really just developing their roots and getting, you know, rooted into there. They'll grow a little bit, getting used to it. And then the 3rd to 4th year, that's when they start to show a little bit of
growth. And how much would I put of the holly tone? Is it
a cup? So it's going to depend on it. Let me, you have, they're about a foot and a half wide, the blue rugs?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. And let's see. How many do you have?
Oh, my gosh. Probably 8 to 10.
Okay.
They're on a hill.
Yep.
Yeah, and they get probably 4 or 5 hours of sun the most.
Yeah. So they'll be all right there. So here's what I want you to do. You're going to use about a cup and a half per plant, right? Mm-hmm. And to ease for it, 3 cups is 1 pound, all right? So basically, you need about 4 pounds if you have 8 plants, right? And then just split it accordingly all the way across all your plants and sprinkle it around the drip line. Mm-hmm. Of the plant, water it in. It'd definitely be worth it. For yours, what I might do, instead of just putting it on the drip line and on the soil because it's on a hill, I might dig a couple, holes around the outside of it, so you can get the actual fertilizer into the soil a little bit, so it's not gonna sit on the top and then might float away when we get a ton of rain, right? So just for these guys, because it's on an angle, I would try to dig it down a little bit. Try to get it in like 4 or 5 inches if you can. If you have a hand trowel, just use the hand trowel and as deep as that can get, which is probably about 3 inches, 4 inches, that's fine. I just wanted to get into the soil a little bit.
And the fertilizer?
And then the fertilizer you mix with water, and you would use, just the regular rate that's on the package of to water everything in without a problem. I don't see an issue there.
And how about the hydrangeas? They need the holly tone as well, right?
They could use the holly tone, or they could use a 10-10-10 this spring. Up to you on which one you want to use. But the 10-10-10 can be used multiple times this season. So if you did it now, you could do it again in 6 weeks. Whereas the holly tone, you only do it now, and then you do it again in the fall.
Can you do both?
I wouldn't. I would pick one, honestly. On a hydrangea, I would go a 10-10-10.
Okay.
If you wanted to, if to make life easier, you could put 10-10-10 on the junipers too, honestly. You'd use less of it, but it could still be done. It's not like it's going to harm them. I can tell you how much you need to use on that one as well. Let's see. It would be based on, square footage of it, of the area. You just mix it in. You're probably looking at about an eighth of a cup. Actually, you could do about an eighth of a cup per plant. So it's not a lot, because the holly tone is only like a 4-3-4 or a 3-4-4. This one is 10-10-10. So you're getting 10% nitrogen, 10% phosphorus, 10% potassium, whereas the holly tone, it's half the rate, basically. So you're cutting it down the amount that you need to use. And so that's where the eighth of a cup per plant is going to work for you. And then it'd do the same thing on the hydrangeas. But the 10-10-10 could be done a couple times to the hydrangeas. With the junipers, I would only do it maybe, once in the spring to give it something. I wouldn't do it multiple times in a season.
Okay. The hydrangeas aren't doing really well either, and they've been in for the same amount of time, 3 years. and they are blooming. They bloom, but they are getting bushy and big blooms and all of that. So I'm trying to get. I see some buds on them now, but not a lot.
Yep.
The 10-10-10 will be better, you think, than the polytone.
100%. I'd go with the 10-10-10 on it. An all-purpose like that is going to do so much more for that hydrangea than the holly tone would. Personally, that's what I'd be using on my hydrangeas.
And is that a liquid or is that something that I sprinkle on?
It comes in both forms, but the granular is going to be better off for you because it has a longer residual to it, whereas the liquid usually lasts about maximum of like 2 weeks in the soil, mm-hmm. right? So the granular is going to be less work for you in the long term.
And how often would I do it?
So you just do it twice this year. Once in the next few weeks here, and then 6 weeks later, 6 or 8 weeks later, and then that's it for the year.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. You have a great one. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye.
All right. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. One segment left. We'll wrap it up in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. That might actually be the only one I'm going to get to. So let's go right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Richard's in Vermont near Windsor.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Crazy weather.
I know, right?
I have a small blueberry patch. A recent amputee, and I have not been able to get up and see what's happening up there. And I'm wondering what's going on. Has anybody had a problem with them kind of coming awake early, or what should I worry about?
Well, so this time of year, the thing that you, I wouldn't call it, you know, worry about would be any of the pruning, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry too much about it waking up a little bit. A lot of they're probably in an area where there's some sort of protection to them, I would assume.
Well, they're kind of in the open. They love all the sun, as you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're like trees around them where they might actually protect them just a little bit, or is it just kind of in the wide open?
Well, they're in the horse's pasture that there used to be a horse pasture.
Gotcha.
The trees are near, but not right close.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I haven't heard anything about them waking up and doing a lot. If anything, they were just starting to bud up, but it shouldn't have affected their, you know, their buds for the season. The biggest thing this time of year is just the pruning. It, you know, cleaning up some of the cross branches and those things.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, honestly, it's okay. Like, it'll be... It's not one of those things where at the end of the day, like, it's going to affect the whole plant. It's okay, because there are blueberry bushes that live in the wild that don't have somebody coming through and pruning them for them and make it.
Yeah.
You know?
These are, I planted them 35 years ago, and they do wonderful. I was just concerned they get start budding early, and then all of a sudden, you know, could be in the middle of April, we have a wicked frost.
Yeah.
That's what
I would look at now is, for any protection, if you can, or if you have somebody who could, if we're going to get some frost, maybe get some of those frost blankets to put over the top of them. You know, you don't need like a heavy blanket. You just need something to keep the water, the frost part off of it, right?
Right.
And so if you have somebody who could do that, great. But I'm not as worried for you. Because I think, you know, it did warm up, but I don't think it warmed up too much for you in Vermont there that it's going to be detrimental.
Okay.
If anything, your crop might just be delayed some, right?
Yeah.
These things have been, you know, the past couple of years we've kind of had this up and down weather, but we also didn't have a lot of crazy cold, right? Like, remember last year we had that day where Mount Washington was like a negative 100 and something.
Yeah, that was incredible.
We didn't have one of those days this year.
Yeah.
Right? So I think, you know, the plants are warming up, waking up, and something like this isn't going to be horrible. I think we're going to be okay, honestly.
Well, that's reassuring. Well, it's just crazy weather. I've never had to deal with this in the 32 years that these things have been producing, and they do beautifully, and I just wonder if covering them, I guess, is the option.
Yeah, just in case if you see that the temperatures are going to go below freezing.
Yeah.
You just need like a light blanket to go over them. You can even use a blanket from the house as long as it's not too heavy where it's going to like hold it down or break it, right? You just worry about if it's going to be a heavy frost and you see buds on there. But I haven't heard a lot about it. And a lot of plants are in the same stages right now. They're just starting to wake up, show their, you know, that they're forming the buds. I think you're going to be okay.
All right. Reassuring.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, Richard. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right, we got like 40 seconds left in the show, so I'm going to just wrap it up here. I appreciate all the calls today. As always, we'll be back next week from 6 to 10 a.m. and do everything we can to help you out. And hopefully you have a great week. I know it's going to be rainy, but do your best to you know, maybe start planting inside. And you know, be good to each other. We're all we got. And we'll talk at you guys next week. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you later.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.